So it looks like a debt deal's been reached in the US. For those interested in law and sexuality, this deal is equally significant. It means a weaker Obama. It means a weaker Democrat Party in the US. It seems to me that many Democrats are voting, if they vote yes for this measure, will be voting to lose their own seats at the next set of elections, unless the Republicans can put forward a strong, moderate Republican candidate, which they don't seem able to do. Then Obama will still win, but in a weakened state next time. That means that measures such as repealing the Defense of Marriage Act, for instance, are just not going to happen under the next presidency, even though it's a Democrat presidency. So in those circumstances, if you're a Democrat, why are you going to go out and vote? And I just don't see them going out and voting in those circumstances. It means that new measures in employment protection, many of the legislative provisions we take for granted here in the UK, around goods and services protection, for instance, and a host of other legal measures, they're just not going to happen in the US. Similarly, if Obama means that at a state level the Democrats get a beating, then that means at individual state level legislative reform becomes much less likely. And we've seen the importance of states in this recently in New York, where New York voted as a state to put in place same-sex marriage rights. If more states move to the right, then measures like that become less likely, not more likely. So the political question is, how could this have been played differently? And I think it could have been played differently. Obama could have stood by his guns, stood by the position that he set out at the start of this, which was to challenge the right of America, challenge the Tea Party element within the Republican Party, to say that they have a gun against the head of America, that a small number of people are threatening entitlement provisions in the US, that they're entitling the vulnerable, that they're threatening the vulnerable, that they're threatening the elderly, that they're threatening the disadvantaged. And they're doing it because they want to protect the privileged. They want to protect America's lucky, America's few. And Obama could say, well, actually, he and moderate Democrats and moderate Republicans don't share that view. They recognise that America needs to be competitive, but they also recognise that America needs to be a fair society, a reasonable society, a compassionate society. And if you're going to do that, then you've got to reach a compromise. You've got to reach a compromise between reducing debt, reducing spending, and at the same time, you've got to prioritise where that spending is. And you've also got to ask those people who are more fortunate, who aren't in the strongest economic position in America, to contribute a fair share. That's a position he set out at the start of this process, and a position that he seems to have abandoned. And I think that's what will weaken him with the Democrat base. It weakens him internationally in the eyes of most onlookers, I think. And if you look at the blogs and the tweets this morning, they're pretty universal in saying that this is a win for the Tea Party. So this is a good day for the Tea Party. I think it's a bad day for America. And it's a bad day for anyone who wants to see sensible reform of law and sexuality in the US.